In Peru, economist Alejandro Toledo was the top vote-getter in yesterday's presidential election, but Toledo failed to win an outright majority, and the country is headed for a runoff election sometime next month. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Lima.
1 year ago, Alejandro Toledo caused a near riot in downtown Lima when he accused incumbent President Alberto Fujimori of stealing the presidential election. The angry street protests continued off and on for months until Fujimori finally resigned in disgrace. Last night, Toledo, now the first place finisher in a new election, congratulated those same supporters.
In this very place, you lost your fear of the dictatorship. You chose me to be your soldier on the front lines in the fight to return democracy and liberty to Peru.
But even though Toledo is nearly universally recognized as one of the heroes of last year's anti-Fujimori campaign, he was not able to turn that status into a majority of the vote in yesterday's election. With less than 40%, Toledo faces a runoff with the second-place finisher. Although votes are still being counted, statistical sampling indicates the second-place finisher is probably Alan Garcia, a former president who recently returned from exile and astonished his opponents with a political comeback. Many Peruvians blame Garcia's socialist policies for the hyperinflation and economic chaos of the late 1980s. But Garcia has tried to convince them that he's changed. Maybe some voters see in me a threat to the free market, Garcia said in a TV interview last night. But I want to tell them that from my point of view, the free market is very important, especially in today's globalized world. Garcia's new moderate image doesn't convince many middle and upper-class Peruvians, who remember 7,600% inflation and long lines to buy bread and sugar. But Peru's urban poor have responded to his promises to increase social spending and to lower utility prices. Garcia is a polished campaigner who promises to be stiff competition for Toledo, assuming he is Toledo's opponent in the next round. Conservative Lourdes Flores, barely a percentage point behind Garcia for second place, has yet to concede. Peru's far-flung polling places and poor roads mean the final count may not be available for several days. While Peruvians wait for the final results, they have the satisfaction of having voted in a process that one international election observer called exemplary. Voter Betty Velasquez, a retired homemaker in Lima, agrees. The process has changed 100%, Velasquez says. Last time it was totally fraudulent, but this time it's all very correct, and we hope that today's winner will be Peru. Investigators here have unearthed what seems to be endless evidence of massive corruption under the previous regime. One of Fujimori's associates socked away at least $250 million. And scandal-weary Peruvians are eager for some sign that their government is reestablishing its moral bearings. Yesterday's election may be just such a sign. Martin Costi, NPR News, Lima.